FS1's Whitlock, Rapinoe's anthem protests more authentic than Kaepernick. By Daniel Leberfeld on July 2, 2019. Fox Sports 1 host Jason Whitlock believes the anthem protests of women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe are more authentic than those of anthem-kneeling former NFL QB Colin Kaepernick. "I'd like to give U.S. soccer star and national anthem protester and high-profile Trump troll Megan Rapinoe some advice. You go, girl," Whitlock said on his FS1 show. "Keep doing you. It's authentic, and I believe it's empowering you to become the most dominating and fascinating and influential American women's athlete since tennis star Serena Williams was in her prime." Rapinoe, currently participating in the Women's World Cup, has refused to sing the anthem or put her hand over her heart while it's played, due to her dislike of United States President Donald J. Trump. Whitlock was a harsh critic of Kaepernick when he kneeled during the national anthem in the 2016 season as a member of the San Francisco 49ers. Kaepernick said, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." So what gives? Why was Whitlock a critic of Kaepernick for protesting during the anthem, but not Rapinoe? "I'm sure some of you are shocked. How can the same guy who bashed Colin Kaepernick for kneeling during the national anthem support Rapinoe? It's actually quite easy," Whitlock surmised. "The difference between Cape and rap is believability and authenticity. Cape converted to revolutionary when his career flamed out. Took a seat during the national anthem in the aftermath of the 49ers telling him to take a seat behind quarterback Blaine Gabbert. Before being benched, Cape didn't know the difference between activist Angela Davis and actress Angela Lansbury." Whitlock feels career failure and a steady diet of activist Sean King's tweets transformed Cape. Whitlock believes Rapinoe's protests are more organic than Kaepernick's. "Rapinoe wasn't transformed, she was inspired by Kaepernick," Whitlock said. "There is a world of difference between inspiration and transformation. One is organic, the other is socially engineered." Whitlock thinks that Rapinoe has more credibility in her protests since she's a dominating player, while Kaepernick was a declining player during his protestations. So Whitlock feels every time Rapinoe succeeds on the field, it brings attention to her cause. "Every time she scores, we are subconsciously reminded that she opposes our president and believes he's unfit to serve," Whitlock said. Rapinoe said if the United States wins the Women's World Cup, she will not visit the White House. "I am not going to fake it, hobnob with the president, who is clearly against so many of the things that I am for, and so many of the things that I actually am," Rapinoe told Sports Illustrated. "I have no interest in extending our platform to him." If they win the World Cup, Rapinoe announced she will visit with Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in Washington instead of Trump. It's unclear which of the president's policies Rapinoe is against. "Rapinoe chose to be a force for change," Whitlock said. "It doesn't matter if I agree or disagree with her complaints. What matters is, I can't reject them as a phony whine intended to distract from professional failure. Rap is no Cape. That is why her success and protest don't bother me."